Veilecha Purim to all of Klal Yisrael. May Hashem grant all of you Yeshuas, Refuas, and Nechamas, and everything you need in this world for the next world. Begashmias of Ruchnias, and Shalom Bayis, and Nachas from children, and all personal issues and problems, and to turn it all to Hashem. And Hashem, as Hashem, has the ability to transform it into the biggest bracha. And that's the idea of the V'nehapechu on Purim. So quickly on two thoughts on Rav Moshe Wolfson, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I put the PDF here. The first Torah here is talks about how Purim reveals the Nekuda of a Yid in every Yid, the Nekuda of Baruch Mordechai in every Yid, that in truth the morale brings down, that even though the Bnei Yisrael, it looked like they were forced, right? Kaf Aleim Har Kegigis, right, on by Matan Torah, but this reveals the inner essence of the Yid on Purim. It's revealed Harder Kibluwa, from the Havas Anes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed that inner pnimius of every Yid, every Baruch Marachai, and every Yid that wants to be Mekabel and is Mekabel, the Torah with a full Ratzin. So today, Bez Hashem, upcoming Purim, is a beautiful time to be Mekabel Torah Mechadosh, to be Mekabel Torah Be'yahava Mechadosh, Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebeksav, both men, women, equally, the Nasa V'nishma, That idea of keeping the Torah with a tmimus, with a Kabbalah's oil, with a simcha. And we talked about this many times, that Kabbalah's oil usually means, you know, that you're Mekabel oil malchus shamayim, that there's a yira, which is true, there's an awe. But you could do that with a simcha, knowing that you're trusting and relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely. And that's a beautiful thing. And this man could be switched over. Everything that seems negative could be switched over to positive. Anything that seems unhealthy could be transformed into something healthy. We have the ability to transform ourselves into a new person entirely, which in essence really is not a new person, but it's what we really truly are inside. It's good to look over this Torah. And then the second thing, which is so, so important for this day, is to know what the Koyach of Tefillah is all year round, but especially on Purim. He brings from the Karmana that Purim, tefillahs go up without anything holding it back. And even an ish poshet, even a simple person, can go up to a heichel that normally a tzaddik would only be able to enter. And he said, you know, he was mekabel this from his rebbes in a quiet way, but he decided to be hoylech rochel, to be megalos soid, and reveal the secret to all of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, it's important, he says, that yes, you could rejoice, but don't waste the golden opportunity of Purim. Utilize this concept. Utilize the concept of Tefillah and talk to Hashem. Say Tehillim. Tehillim is so powerful. And then use your own personal quiet hispidedness, if you could, even on Purim, without all the busyness, and just designate some time to have a clear mind and a clear heart and daven for Hashem, to Hashem, for Yeshuas and Refuas that are needed in Klal Yisrael, that are needed for you personally, and that are needed for you, for Klal Yisrael as a whole. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help that all our tefillahs should be niskabel. Purim is also a hachana for the geula of Pesach, Be'ezus Hashem. So to have that in mind also, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shloshim Yoyim Koydim HaChag, it's all connected. And of course, Purim, we know, is the Nisim, that are happen within something that seemingly looks like nature. As we know, the name of Hashem is not explicitly mentioned in the Megillah, but it is hidden all over the place. There's the simonim of Yudkei Vavkei, Shem Hashem, all over the Megillah, but in Ramazim, at the end of words, the beginning of words, and all these different Ramazim in the Megillah itself, but they're all hidden in there. And the lesson behind it is that in our lives, in this generation, we may not see open miracles, but we do see the Yad Hashem and everything, and we ask Hashem to reveal that Hashgacha Pratis to us and to recognize it, open our eyes to see it and turn to Hashem at every moment. And we could ask Hashem for that too. Hashem, please help us reveal the Megillas Esther. Please help us reveal the hidden that's within. Help us see your Yad Hashem. Help me see your hand of encouragement, you talking to me through Ramazan, through things that happen in my life. And learn the lessons thereby and talk to Hashem constantly. So tefillah on Purim is especially powerful, and may we utilize this to turn to Hashem and ask Hashem for everything that we need, everything that we want. Sai beit adam la mokayim, sai beit adam la chaveray, sai in marriages, and whatever you need in your family life, whatever you need in your personal life. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu bench us all of Klal Yisrael, to have upcoming Purim and Pesach and all through the year a wonderful, wonderful Hashbayis, Taivais, with tremendous Brachais and Yeshuais and Refuais and Nechamais. Bracha v'atzlacha to all.